Rosie Cloud of the Department of Veterans Affairs to talk about the launch of no-cost training programs for veterans. Rosie, thanks for your time today. Tell me about the accelerated learning programs that you're rolling out. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Francis. Really appreciate being here today. Excited to talk about a new opportunity. We have a pilot program for accelerated learning that has launched that will be taking applications starting 17 August. This is an opportunity for us to learn a little bit about the role accelerated learning providers play in keeping pace with today's economy. We have a lot of veterans who are transitioning from the military, eager to get into the workforce, and many of them are going into in-demand fields like the IT sector. So for this pilot program, we focused on training programs provided by IT sector institutions that would traditionally not be part of the GI Bill, that are geared toward jobs that employers need to fill immediately. So we have a spectrum of different opportunities available. We'll start taking applications later on this month, and we're eager to get our veterans back to work.
You have seven programs in the first cohort of accelerated learning programs. How'd you decide that the seven that you have detailed on VA.gov, and we have a link to that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, would be the ones that you would lead off with?
Yeah, that's a wonderful point. You know, we spent many months working with our partners at leading the Tech Hire Initiative at a national level to really get a feel for what are some of the various IT program opportunities and the definition of these accelerators, programs that basically take less than 6 months to really kick off and run. And so what we determined is that we were going to set out to do an open acquisition across the nation to try and have programs with evidence and results come together and participate in a pilot. We had an initial round of funding, and then we worked with our contracting office to have a full and open competition, and these were the seven providers that were selected through that process.
The seven courses include coding and network support, cybersecurity, and others. And the full list, as I mentioned, is linked through our site to va.gov. What do you plan to try to learn from this pilot so that you can figure out how you want to direct this project next?
Well, I think, you know, to your point, accelerated learning programs by design rapidly change to meet the needs of employers, which means they have to have a lot of agility and lead to employment outcomes for their participants. And so it is definitely a new way of looking at training opportunities. Very difficult for some of these programs to have the long longevity, if you will, of a set curriculum, which is what our traditional schools and the GI Bill program have to have in order to be a registered GI Bill program. And so what we wanted to do is study the outcomes, look at how the programs tune their curriculum to meet the needs of employers so that it is leading to real career outcomes. And these programs are, in fact, a spectrum in the IT sector of where we're seeing the employer demand.
And what it sounds like you're doing there is a microcosm of what I'm seeing when it comes to measurement of success all across the government, where the idea in your particular case is not the output, i.e., X number of veterans have gone through these programs. It sounds like you want to measure the outcome, which would be something maybe along the lines of the people who went through, X percent were able to gain employment in the area of expertise that they studied. Am I on the right track there?
Absolutely. As you know, many of us have seen the evolution these last couple of years of more rigorous program review and evidence-based programming. And this was an opportunity for us to leverage not only an opportunity for a pay-for-success, if you will, model, but also an outcomes-focused model. So these the acquisition that we ran not only focused on getting individuals into a program, but we are very interested in persistence, in graduation of the program, and in career placement, and the types of careers, not just jobs, but careers, where these are middle class, these are strong opportunities for them to have retention and mobility moving forward. So we are keenly focused on those results.
And so those will be the results that you use to then refine the program and try to build it out and expand it moving forward. Is that right?
You know, our goal is to not only refine potentially follow-on pilots, but to also create opportunities for good policy when we're looking at how to scale out these types of opportunities. So we want to have evidence of good, strong results, meaningful impact in careers for our veterans, and then that will help form future policy proposals from the department.
That's the Accelerated Learning Programs piece. You're also beginning a program called the VA Learning Hubs. You're opening them in 27 cities across the country. What are they, and what will vets be able to do there?
Well, you know, we talked about the notion of upskilling and making sure that folks that are interested in going into these in-demand careers and more, you know, programs and services available to our veterans nationwide. We have a wonderful partnership with Coursera, who is an online aggregator of national public and private university programs that provide certificates and credentials. And they came to us and said, we want to help veterans upskill, having an opportunity while on active duty during their transition and post-transition to take these credentials. And so these, we have over 800 courses in partnership with Coursera available online that any veteran reservist, transitioning service member can take at no cost. And their first credential fee, meaning the fee that it costs for the school to issue that certificate or credential, is waived thanks to this partnership with Coursera. In addition to taking the courses online, we know that a virtual experience is not for every adult learner. So in 27 of our veteran economic communities, we are standing up learning hubs. And again, this is the community working with the VA alongside us through volunteer opportunities of subject matter experts to facilitate basically learning conversations so that all of those veterans taking that same online course can get together and really support each other through the completion of that program. That is in partnership with the American Red Cross, who is helping us identify subject matter expert volunteers in the community, and our local community champions in each of the 27 communities that we have as part of our broader Veterans Economic Community Initiative.
How did you decide which of all the places that you could go that you would do these 27?
Well, I think, you know, we have a wonderful opportunity at the VA, and that is part of the Secretary's transformation in my VA initiative. And so it is about not only putting the veteran at the center of everything that we do, but using data to drive good strategy and programming. So we looked at, in partnership with DOD and DOL, all the data sources to kind of see who are our veterans, where are they looking for work, where do we have GI Bill schools and partners, where do we have a great opportunity space because of the labor market to really move the needle. So the first 27 communities that are up and running were selected based off of the opportunity space to be able to be contact and touch the majority of veterans that are looking to enter the labor market. And then we're expanding that to 50 communities later this winter. And so we are going to scale this program out as part of the larger MyVA community initiative.
Rosie, what else should folks know about this? What lessons do you believe other parts of VA or other agencies could learn as you're trying to grow these programs and scale them?
Well, I think that the model that's in play here is different than the way, you know, government has traditionally done business. This is about a new VA. This is about a transformed VA that's driven by evidence, that is looking at the needs of the veteran and working alongside communities. You know, our 27 communities have facilitators on the ground, which we call our economic liaisons, and they are based in the community, not in federal buildings. They are partnering with community organizations and members that are supporting veterans. And it's part of us working alongside all of these great partners that are already out there. So I think that using good data, having good outcomes metrics, ensuring that we are partnering alongside our partners, not being duplicative, but collaborative, and ensuring that we are transparent about these opportunities is just a new way of doing business.